Good afternoon, everyone. Today, Dr. Ezekiel and I want to provide another update on both our vaccination progress and the ongoing mitigation efforts across the state of Illinois. First, on vaccines. As of last night, approximately 587,900 total doses of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have been delivered to the state of Illinois. 478,175 doses to public and private health care providers outside of Chicago, and 109,725 doses to providers in the city of Chicago. As you know, the vaccination program for long-term care facilities is a federally operated pharmacy partnership program with CVS and Walgreens. The doses for which are removed from our state's allocation before we receive the deliveries that I mentioned above. To date, the pharmacy partnership has acquired about 231,400 total doses to vaccinate staff and residents of these facilities, starting with skilled nursing homes. That breaks down to about 172,500 outside of Chicago and 58,900 in Chicago. Illinois as a whole, including the city of Chicago and including the pharmacy partnership program, has administered approximately 334,939 vaccine doses as of last night, 36,867 by the local pharmacy partnership, and 298,072 under the control of the state's public and private health care providers. Starting tomorrow, Illinois' latest vaccine numbers will be found on the IDPH website and will be updated daily. While Illinois reports out to the CDC, like all states do, their posting of the latest information about doses administered can be delayed. So our IDPH website will be the most up-to-date source of information about our vaccine distribution and administration on a daily basis. As a reminder to all of you, according to CDC guidelines, healthcare providers are allowed to report vaccinations up to 72 hours after they have been administered. So there's a significant time lag between vaccinations being actually administered and those that have been reported. In addition, vaccine doses that are distributed to Illinois are reported immediately by the CDC, so there's a mismatch on both the CDC and the IDPH website between vaccine doses distributed and vaccine doses administered. This is the case all across the country. To put this more simply, a vaccine dose that arrives in Illinois may be administered on day one, but may not be reported until day two, day three, or day four. Those are federal rules. To be clear, statewide, we have made significant progress in Phase 1A, and I appreciate the hard work of healthcare providers across the state to move as quickly as possible through this phase. In some communities, they've been able to substantially complete Phase 1A. IDPH is allowing any local health department in that position to move into the early stages of Phase 1B, because we want to make sure any available vaccine is administered quickly to the priority groups that we've laid out. Local health departments will communicate this information to the public as they move through their Phase 1A population. But I want to urge patience. Phase 1B will take many weeks to complete, and if it's not yet available in your area now, it's because many counties aren't through their 1A population enough to move forward with the current pace of national vaccine development pipeline. I expect to make a formal announcement later this week on when Illinois will move into Phase 1B on a statewide basis. Of course, anyone in Phase 1A who has chosen not to get vaccinated will nevertheless be able to opt in during any subsequent round. This is about leaving no vaccines sitting on the shelves as we move forward. So now I'd like to talk about mitigations. In other words, what we can do to keep everyone safe while we're waiting for enough vaccine to be produced. Tier 3 mitigations have been in effect across the entire state since November 20th. And that has been an important factor in keeping hospital beds and ICU beds available at Illinois' hospital systems through this year's holiday season. This fall and winter have brought the United States to new all-time records in hospitalizations and in deaths, and Illinois has not been immune from that. But in large part, because we acted before Thanksgiving with Tier 3 mitigations, we in Illinois have seen the number of COVID hospital patients and our positivity rates drop by over a third since November 20th, as hospitalization rates across the nation have continued to surge. That said, our success is relative and it's precious. We still have more than twice as many COVID patients in the hospital statewide than we did in the summer, and we've seen recent fluctuation in our case rates and test positivity that has stalled that downward trajectory. By operating with consistent and meaningful mitigations throughout the holiday season, it's my belief that Illinois has saved lives, brought down community risk, and set ourselves up to reduce these mitigations in a way that is both safe and smart. All that said, ahead of the 15th, when regions can begin to move to Tier 2 or Tier 1 according to their metrics, I want to provide a brief reminder as to what these changes actually entail. This information, of course, can also be found online on the IDPH website at dph.illinois.gov/COVID-19. Since late November, all regions have been in Tier 3 mitigations, the most stringent of the surge mitigations, in response to exponential growth in COVID-19 infections statewide. I want to be clear that just as regions moved into mitigations with a data-driven approach, beginning again on January 15th, they can move to lower tiers of mitigations. And I'll remind you about the three metrics that a region needs to meet in order to loosen up to Tier 2 mitigations, although you can find metrics for each tier on the website that I mentioned earlier. Number one, a test positivity rate below 12% for 3 consecutive days as measured by the 7-day rolling average to account for any hiccups in the data. And two, greater than 20% available staffed ICU and general hospital beds for 3 consecutive days on a 3-day rolling average. And three, a decline in the number of people in the hospital battling COVID-19 for 7 out of 10 days, also on a 7-day average. Remember that these metrics together give us a picture of community transmission risk and hospital availability to treat any influx of patients, which could include those in need of care because of COVID-19, or anything from car crashes to heart attacks to critical surgeries. If things continue to improve in a region, IDPH will reclassify that region according to Tier 2, Tier 1, and back to Phase 4 as they meet the necessary metrics. If we maintain adherence to mask wearing and social distancing and make sure to get vaccinated when it's your time, we will experience a robust recovery that I know we all look forward to. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to our director of the Department of Public Health, Dr. Ngozi Ezike. Doctor?
All right. Good afternoon, everyone, and I think it's still appropriate to say Happy New Year. I'm happy to be joining you here in Springfield. It was here in Springfield almost exactly a year ago when we announced the first COVID-19 case here in Illinois, and it's been a long, challenging year, but the end is in sight. Today, 4,776 new individuals were diagnosed with COVID-19 for a total of 1,033,526 cases in Illinois. Since yesterday, we have received reports of 53 individuals who have lost their battle with COVID, and that brings our total of lives lost in Illinois to 17,627. 3,540 individuals were in the hospital overnight with COVID-19, and of those, 759 were in the intensive care unit, and 401 were on ventilators. In the last 24 hours, more than 66,000 COVID-19 test results have been reported for a total of more than 14 million tests statewide. We know that moving out of the mitigation tiers will require us to continue to wear our masks, to continue to keep our distance, and to continue to avoid large gatherings. And now we can add vaccination to the list of things we should do. While the number of vaccine doses that providers in Illinois receive each week remains quite limited, it is important for those who are eligible to receive the vaccine to avail themselves of all the information and hopefully decide to get vaccinated. Vaccination is essential to us moving forward, but it only works if we actually utilize this critical resource. I understand that people are hesitant about getting this new vaccine. They are concerned that it was developed quicker than ones we have seen in the past. However, I want to assure you that every step that is required for vaccine authorization was followed for the current COVID vaccine. The vaccines did go through rigorous clinical trials in which thousands of individuals were vaccinated and followed. No step in that process was skipped. The advancements we've made in science and technology have allowed us to reach this point, and we have safe and effective vaccines. As the vaccine becomes more widely available and the number of people who are eligible expands, I want to encourage people to share their vaccination experience by posting photos of them getting their shot and use the hashtag VaxUpIllinois. That's hashtag VAXUPIL. The more people see others getting vaccinated with the safe and effective vaccines, we hope that more people will roll up their sleeves and do the same. Again, don't forget, we want you to share that photo at hashtag VaxUPIL. So the four steps to beating this pandemic are still wash up, back up, 6 feet of distance, mask up, and now vax up. Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Hace casi un año que estuvimos aquí en Springfield cuando anunciamos el primer caso de COVID-19 en Illinois. Ha sido un año largo y difícil, pero el final está cerca y a la vista. Hoy se reporta 4,776 personas nuevas con COVID-19, para un total de más de 1,033,000 casos en Illinois. Desde ayer hemos recibido informes de 53 personas con COVID-19 que han muerto, por un total de más de 17,600 vidas perdidas aquí en Illinois. 3,540 personas estuvieron en el hospital desde anoche con COVID-19. De ellos, 759 pacientes estaban en la unidad de cuidados intensivos y 401 pacientes estaban en ventiladores. En las últimas 24 horas, más de 66,000 pruebas de COVID-19 fueron hechas para un total de más de 14.1 millones de pruebas en Illinois. Sabemos que regresar a través de los niveles de mitigación requerirá que sigamos usando nuestras máscaras, mantener la distancia y evitemos grandes reuniones. Pero ahora podemos agregar ponerse la vacunación también. Si bien la cantidad de dosis de vacuna que reciben los proveedores en Illinois cada semana sigue siendo limitada, es importante que la gente que son elegibles para recibir la vacuna se vacunen. La vacunación es esencial para avanzar, pero solo funciona si las personas se vacunan. Tengo entendido que gente tiene dudas en recibir una nueva vacuna, especialmente una que se desarrolló más rápido que los que hemos visto en el pasado. Sin embargo, se siguieron todos los pasos para la autorización de la vacuna COVID-19. Las vacunas pasaron por rigurosos ensayos clínicos en los que se vacunaron miles de personas. No se falta ningún paso del proceso. Los avances que hemos logrado en ciencia y tecnología nos han permitido llegar a este punto y tener vacunas seguras y efectivas. A medida que la vacuna sea más disponible y la cantidad de personas que son elegibles se expande, quiero alentar a las personas a compartir su experiencia de vacunación. Sube sus fotos o videos en Twitter, Facebook o Instagram usando el hashtag VaxUpIL. Mientras más personas vean que otros se vacunan con una vacuna segura y eficaz, esperamos que más personas se confíen. Los cuatro pasos para vencer esta pandemia son: lavarse las manos, mantener su distancia, usa una máscara y ahora Vax Up con la vacuna de COVID-19. Muchísimas gracias para su apoyo.